Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Over 500,000 people across the state are still without power this morning after the weekend nor'easter, which dumped around a foot or more of snow in central Mass, but up to 30 inches in western Mass. Utility companies say it could be days yet before they restore electricity to some places. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, at least some people have come to expect it.
Residents in the city of Fitchburg spent much of the day Sunday setting up generators and shoveling snow. 34-year-old Scott Peterson was digging out his blue Saturn.
Do you have power right now?
No. No expectation of power.
Till when?
I don't know, 2 weeks at least, I'm sure. When the ice storm happened, we didn't have power for 12 days.
Peterson and other Fitchburg residents have seen the damage a storm can do. In 2008, an ice storm paralyzed Fitchburg and surrounding towns.
This was like one of the last streets to get power, and it was so odd because it's not like we live out in the middle of nowhere. We're a mile from downtown, and we still didn't get power till after Christmas.
He says the storm could have been much worse. He'll cope by plugging in his generator and showering at work. But not everyone is so prepared. The residents of a triple-decker apartment building across the street say they don't have a generator and don't have the means to buy one. 21-year-old Sol Carrasquillo is pregnant. She's outside since she says it's just as cold inside, but more boring. Her black down coat is pulled taut around her huge belly.
I'm supposed to go into labor Tuesday. So, yeah, just waiting it out. That's all we can do.
Carrasquillo says she doesn't have anywhere else to go. She'll just wear her coats and hat inside.
Are you worried at all? I mean, considering that you're pregnant.
Well, if you start worrying, then that's when stuff happens. So you just gotta be calm.
Her downstairs neighbor, Aretha Cotton, isn't as relaxed.
I hate it because I have a 10-month-old baby and a 3-year-old son, and we're in the dark, literally. And I'm a single parent.
She also has very little money. Cotton pays for her apartment with a Section 8 voucher and lives off several $100 a month in welfare payments. Inside her apartment, Cotton runs to her crying son, Joshua.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Say hi. Say I was crying for my mommy.
Joshua is wearing a jacket inside his crib.
He's cold, and it sucks because at night, it gets so cold in here that you can see your own breath. Okay.
Cotton worries about her cell phone dying and not having electricity to plug in her son's asthma machine if he needs it.
I love my kids and I'm scared because they're talking about a couple of days for electricity. Where am I supposed to go? Look, you know, look at my refrigerator, for crying out loud. 4 packs of meat spoiled.
Like many communities, Fitchburg is operating an emergency shelter for its residents. But it's hard to get the word out if people can't listen to the radio or watch television. And as of yesterday, Aretha Cotton and her neighbor, Sol Carrasquillo, didn't know about the shelter and planned on spending another night in their cold and dark apartments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.